91X News.
It's 9 degrees and light rain at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. Volunteer firefighters in Ontario will soon need to be trained to a certain standard. It's part of a new directive from the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office. Quinte West Fire Chief John Whalen says the change presents certain challenges for his team.
Some of the challenges we're talking about tonight are that we have such a turnover in our volunteers. Either they get a new job, they might move out of the area. We employ quite a few military people that, as you know, are deployed in different areas. So it's going to be a challenge to keep people at that standard, in my opinion.
Depending on what courses they're taken, as well as their availability, training could take up to 2 years, said Whalen. This standard is to be put into place by 2019. Police say a snack behind the wheel has led to drug charges against two men. Kingston police say patrol officer pulled over a vehicle on Saturday night after noticing it moving slowly, hugging the curb and swerving between lanes. The officer prepared to do a sobriety test, but then discovered the driver was eating pizza. Investigators say officers searched the vehicle after allegedly seeing open alcohol and found two bags containing crystal meth. A 40-year-old Belleville man and a 32-year-old man from Picton were both charged possession of controlled substance and the purpose of trafficking. The driver is also charged with breach of recognizance, and the passenger was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Provincial police say a female pedestrian is dead after being struck by several vehicles on highway in Toronto's West End. Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Carrie Schmidt said the incident took place at about 7 p.m. Monday on Highway 427 between Dundas and Bloor Streets. He says the pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene. The northbound lanes of the highway will be closed as the reconstruction and crime units investigate. Police did not release the name or age of the victim. The longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives says he is retiring from sexual harassment allegations.
Speaking to a Detroit radio station from his hospital bed, Michigan Representative John Conyers signaled he would not seek re-election.
I am retiring today.
The 88-year-old has been accused of sexually harassing former employees. He endorsed his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. Conyers told WPZR his legacy will not be compromised by the allegations leveled against him.
This too shall pass.
Conyers had already stepped aside as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee and had come under intense pressure from within his own party to resign. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Native American leaders are suing to block President Donald Trump's decision to cut Southern Utah Bears Ears National Monument by about 85%. Alliance of five tribes that pushed for the monument argued in a lawsuit filed in Washington late Monday night that the law only gives presidents the ability to create a national monument, not the ability to downsize one. An Ontario man who has left his common law partner after buying a winning lottery ticket has been awarded half the $6 million jackpot, while the rest of the prize remains in legal limbo. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corp has ruled on the dispute, saying it confirmed Maurice Thibault purchased the ticket in the September 20th draw and will pay him half the winnings around the end of the month. The agency says it will hold on the other half for 45 days, during which Thibault and his ex-girlfriend Denise Robertson, who argues she's owed half the winnings, can still settle the matter privately or decide to take part in the OLG arbitration process. Police in Malta, with help from the FBI, have arrested 8 people in a car bomb murder of a journalist, Megan Williams reports.
Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat made the announcement of the arrests of 8 people in connection with the murder 2 months ago of Daphne Caruana Galizia. The 53-year-old Maltese investigative journalist had long been a thorn in the side of local politicians and of police officials themselves for her reporting on widespread corruption in Malta. A leading prosecutor was pressured by the late journalist's family to withdraw from the case over concerns of impartiality. The FBI, the EU, and Finnish police have all lent a hand in the murder investigation. investigation. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
An expert on marijuana says displacing Canada's well-entrenched black market won't be easy. Donald McPherson, an executive director of the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, says the federal government will face a huge challenge when recreational pot is legalized next summer.
It's a really interesting and complex thing that the government is trying to do. It's trying to take a very robust, complex, pre-existing market and basically put it out of business by coming up with a better, robust market.
Police worry they won't be ready to enforce the new law, especially as it relates to impaired driving. Electronic cigarettes are giving off a new air on danger for teens. Dave Schreiber has more.
You see them lighting up more and more e-cigs. The fear is their slick packaging makes them a gateway for adolescents who go on to use other forms of tobacco. A new study from Yale confirms that suspicion. Researchers followed students in several high schools for over 2.5 years and found those who picked up e-cigarettes were much more likely to become cigarette smokers. The reverse was not true. They did not find that traditional cigarettes led to e-cigarette use. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X. It's 12:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Have you been laid off? Does your job search have you feeling overwhelmed? You don't have to do this alone. At Loyalist Community Employment Services, we're ready to help you now. Whether you want to apply for jobs online, brush up your resume, or talk about training options, whatever your age and whatever your goals may be, visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street at Pinnacle, Belleville.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here.
Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan with QNET Sports. In OCAA volleyball, the Lady Lancers go into their mid-season break with a record of 8 wins and 1 loss. That puts them in a tie for first place with Algonquin College in the East Division. On the men's side, the Lancers have 1 win against 8 losses. Both volleyball teams next play on January 13th when they host George Brown College. The Loyalist basketball teams are also on a break until January 12th when they host Centennial College. The Lady Lancers basketball team has 5 wins and 3 losses. The men's team have 4 wins and 6 losses. On to the Ontario Hockey League. Tonight at 8 p.m., the New York Rangers take on the Whippy Fury at the Iroquois Park Sports Center in Whippy. As for the American Hockey League, the Toronto Marlies will go against the Laval Rockets this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Place Bell. For the 12th time in 15 games, by down in the Bruins, the Predators have won with a score of 5-3. The Bruins center David Backes said they took their foot off the gas right after scoring 3 straight goals to get within 4-3.
We battled to make it 4-3, and that next shift after they take a timeout needs to be one where it's still simple and still our game and get it deep into their zone, go a little harder and make sure that we're not giving them any life after we've got seemingly all the momentum in the game.
Scott Laughton scored 2 goals and Brian Elliott made 43 saves as the Flyers snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over the Flames. Flyers' Jacob Voracek called the win over Calgary a huge relief for Philadelphia.
Today was a huge key for us to close that game in third, and that 5th goal plus that 5-minute major was huge, and we finally pulled it off, so it's a bigger relief in this locker room.
Also in NHL news, Alex Ovechkin scores his 20th goal of the season and assisted another, helping the Washington Capitals beat the San Jose Sharks 4-1. In doing so, he now sits 20th in all-time scoring in the NHL with 578 goals, passing Mark Recchi. The Belleville Senators and the United Way Hastings and Prince Edward will be announcing a partnership to combat poverty tomorrow beginning at 11:30 a.m. The United Way says the Senators will be challenging leaders in the community to help donate to the fundraising exhibition game in 2018. The partnership is inspired by an earlier challenge by Maurice Rollins, who has challenged other community leaders to match donations to the United Way. Rollins is well known in the area for his real estate development and several charitable works. Tonight in NBA and basketball news, the Toronto Raptors go head-to-head with the Phoenix Suns at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Canada Centre. Also in basketball news, last night Kyrie Irving led the Celtics with 32 points and a victory over the Bucks with a win of 111-100 last night. Irving says that he enjoyed playing against the Bucks center Giannis Antetokounmpo, while Squall, who led the Bucks with 40 points with a game high.
It's always fun. Another premier guy in the Eastern Conference, in the league, the Nike brother of mine, and just always good to go against high-level competition. It just raises your game.
In football news, in the NFL, Chris Boswell kicked a field goal on the final play as the Steelers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says he had faith in his team to come back from a 17-0 deficit.
We got a no-blink group, man. We've been under duress in that stadium versus that team before. Maybe that past experience helps us in some way, but largely it's the men, belief in each other, belief in our approach.
Send us your league scores and team scores through email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is rain, ending early this afternoon. Later on, clouds expected with a high of 9. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of -1. Tomorrow mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon around 4 p.m. and a high of +1 are expected. At 12:09 p.m., it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan, News on 91X, next at 1.